Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I am one of your hosts for this evening, Henrietta Bird, and Glenn Greenwich will be on with us shortly. He's involved with the youth program, of course, and they are having a wonderful call, and he'll be with us shortly. This is the second week of the new year, second Sunday, second week for us of the show of the new year, and we have the universe, I will say, has a wonderful show planned for you this evening. Our call-in number is 646-716-9827, 646-716-9827. When you get ready to ask a question or share something, just press the number 1 on your phone, and it will show us that you are interested in speaking. And just to bring you kind of up to date on what's going on with the summit, we had a wonderful summit share in Ottawa on Friday, and facilitators are preparing for a retreat, which prepares us for facilitating the annual event in August. And a lot of other things are going on I'd like to bring you up to date about. But as always, before we do anything, we always present the declaration of the International Black Summit as well as the purpose of the International Black Summit. And I'll start this evening with the purpose of the International Black Summit, which is to provide an opportunity for participation, The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. I'll repeat that. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. The purpose of the Youth Summit is as follows. We exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. So that's the purpose of the Youth Summit as well as the purpose of the International Black Summit, the Adult Summit as well. And then there's the declaration of the International Black Summit. And if you would take time to really listen and see where you are in this declaration, you will find yourself, if not in many of the places or spaces, but somewhere in this declaration, it speaks to you. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. we stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, January 12th, 2013. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. And thank you. Thank you very much. That is the International Black Summit Declaration. So I'd like to ask our callers if you heard something for yourself in that declaration, and if you would like to share it, if you would just press the number one button on your phone, and I will be able to tell that you would like to speak and share what you might have heard. The declaration is so powerful to me because when I think about how it was generated now 22 years ago and how appropriate it is today, you know, it's just amazing to me, and just proof of how the universe works and how it, you know, it always knows what we will need, for lack of a better term, way before we need it, you know. And it just makes me so present to how appropriate it is to affirm the things that you feel and that you desire and that you think about, like affirm them and speak them, because you might feel like you're doing it for yourself in that moment. And in all actuality, it's something that people will be able to use from years to come, which is, of course, my favorite subject. What are we doing to be this contribution? You know, who are we being? Are we giving ourselves to the degree that the universe will prosper because of our gift that we're leaving, that we're generating, and that contribution that we are, which means we're just using our genius, you know, that we all have. We all have this genius inside of us. And are we really taking a look at that genius and putting forth whatever it takes to bring it, you know, to develop it, to have it be a contribution to the universe? And, you know, as I ask you that question, I have to ask myself, you know, I'm asking myself that same question. Last week, Glenn and I had this conversation about whether we were on track. You know, are we doing the things that we said we were going to do? And only at that particular time, maybe 6-7 days had gone by, and were we on track? Were we still thinking in terms of what we said we were going to do this year, and many other questions we took a look at? Does it really make a difference that the year, the number has changed? Or is that just a mechanism that we use to get ourselves together? You know, so we explored many of those situations. I would ask What is it that you enjoy? You know, what is it that you enjoy doing to the degree that you would do it all of the time? You know, that when people ask you what you charge for, you don't even know because you just love doing it so much, you never even thought of putting a price to it. Not that you wouldn't put a price to it and not that you don't do it for free, but that you loved it so much, you just never thought about it in terms of it being a business for you. You know, we also, Glenn and I also covered last week the fact that all relationships are business relationships in some form or fashion. You know, and that when we think of them as a business that we want to keep prosperous and growing, it has us relate to the person a lot differently than we think, oh, this is just my friend, I can do whatever. But if we really think about this is a friendship, that friendship is a business. And in this friendship, I have to do this, 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 and this to keep it going so that it it continues to move. So we explored that, you know, and those different things. So my question again is, are you on track with what you said you would do this year? I just want to check in with a couple of the callers to see if they might want to speak, because there are times when you push the number one button and it might not show. So if you're listening, just tell me that you're listening and I'll turn your mic back off. But this phone number has a 300 in it. So I'm going to turn on your mic for a moment just to see if you want to speak. This is, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Were you just listening or did you want to share?
Just listening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for listening. And then I'll check with 371 number. And I have the same question for you. Are you just listening or would you like to share? Okay. No response there. 371. Okay, great. Great. So we continue with being on track. You know, just let's continue that conversation. And being on track often means checking in with yourself. You know, we have a lot of schedules, and we have a lot of appointment books and to-do lists and things like that. And I know sometimes I get really, really busy, and I have so many, I've written down so many things, I have to remember to go back and look at what I've written down, you know. And then someone once said, you can only have one book, you know, only have one book. And I guess it's the Gemini in me that always wants to have more than one. You know, but if I have one book, then I can always check that book to see what did I say I was going to do. And it's really important that you write down what you said you were going to do. And in many cases, it's important to check in with someone to let them know what you said you were going to do. You know, like if you said you were going to, in the month of January, you were going to organize your home, then this is January 12th. How far have you gotten? You know, are you, 13th, excuse me, today is the 13th of January. How far have you gotten with what you said you were going to do? You know, just think about that for a moment. And, you know, if, like I said, if you want to share and maybe share some pointers, something that we, the other listeners, can hear that you might do to make sure that you stay on track, you know, just raise your hand, press the number one button. With the International Black Summit, we are always, always listening. And what are we listening for? We're listening for life to tell us what to do, where we need to go, what's next. You know, when we do that, we always hear something on the So when we hear, sometimes we don't believe what we hear. It sounds so far-fetched sometimes that we are not, we're like, is that really, you know, what I am to do? But remember, the universe is unlimited, and it provides us with things that we never, ever thought that we would be able to do, you know. And so as we continue to move through this experience that we're having, this journey that we're on, unpredictable results is what the is what we say, unpredictable results.
Okay.
Okay, so Glenn has joined us, and we're talking about unpredictable results, and we're talking about listening, that one of the things that we do most in the International Black Summit is listen, and we listen for the universe to give us direction and guidance on what it is that we need to do, what we need to do next, what we need to do more of, what we need to do less of. You know, like guide and direct, and unpredictable results is what is available through our listening. Well, I was also talking about how we make requests, you know, and the things that we want to think about. We want to be on track with what we've done. I was kind of going over the things that you and I talked about last week. You know, the things that we said we were going to do versus the things that we've been doing. You know, and the reason I believe that we often get off track, is because life occurs. And we think we're going to have a week of this, 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 and this, and then something occurs, and it completely changes all of that. And the next thing we know, a week has gone by and we haven't touched the thing that we said we were going to do. That's why it's so important to keep journals and to write down each day what you've done, so that when you get off track, you can go back and say, oh, okay, that's what happened. You know, now let me get back on track, or let me get back to what I was doing. I also shared with them, Glenn, that you were on the youth call. And I presence the purpose of the youth summit. So, do you have some good stuff to tell us from the call?
Well, the good stuff is that that they're dealing with the same stuff that we're dealing with.
Okay.
And what we've been present to is be with what is, and. Oh. One of the parents actually came on the call and was talking about going back to 1995 question, which was be with life as transition. You know, and I'm paraphrasing it, but she was reflecting that inquiry to the current inquiry that we're in terms of, you know, be with what is, and you know, trust that it does point to our vision unfulfilled. So what we're noticing was the that life, you know, as you just stated, life occurs, and sometimes we're off track of what we thought we wanted to do or think we should be doing. And it's in that moment that we have the opportunity to choose to get back on track or to continue down the road that's not on track. And we're constantly being reminded by life and emotions and feelings about that.
Okay. And so the youth are dealing with the same thing, like you said. Getting, be like staying on track. You remind me of, that reminded me of how, you know, people say when you begin a workout program or you begin a diet or a eating program or whatever, you know, and you might have a good week and then one day you just binge or you don't go work out or whatever. And they always say as soon as you realize that you're off, just go back and start over again, you know, and not like start over, but just pick it back up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good. That's good to know. And as they say, there's only one mind. One mind, and we all have consciousness in that one mind, which is why they're doing the same thing that we're doing, you know. So it's interesting. It's very, very interesting. I want to make sure everybody knows that the annual event, which is what is referred to as the summit, but it's actually the summit's annual event, is taking place August 2nd through 5th. And it is in Ottawa, Canada. And people want to know where Ottawa is, so we have to get people on here from Ottawa that can specifically tell us, but my understanding is that it is in between Toronto and Montreal. Is that correct, Glenn?
That's correct, and it is west of Montreal, and it's about, I think it's, I want to say it's about 45 minutes or an hour outside of Montreal, and maybe about 2.5 hours, 3 hours from Toronto.
Oh, okay. Right. All righty. So that's where we'll be in 2013. We will be in Ottawa, Canada, and we have such a wonderful Canadian connection, you know, in the Youth Summit. In the Youth Summit, not just the Youth Summit, but in the summit body. And eventually you all will hear from them because we will definitely get them on this show as we get closer and closer to the event. I'm so looking forward to being there. Just so looking forward to it. I know we're going to have a ball as well as what we're going to learn about ourselves. You know, the summit is a conversation, and that conversation is a conversation into you. And it just happens to be in a room, in several rooms, I'll say. The adults are in a room, and the youth are in a room, and the children are in another room. And in that room, the miracle of life occurs. You know, that conversation opens itself up to who I'm being or who I'm not being. You know, why I'm not where I thought I would be or how to get where I'm on my way to. You know, there's so many things that open up in that conversation. And the conversation begins on Friday. People have a hard time understanding this when I share that a conversation begins on Friday morning and doesn't end until Sunday evening. Sunday afternoon, and they're like, what? But it is so powerful, so powerful. And we do break for lunch and dinner and sleep, but we come back ready to work it out, ready to jump back in and get the work done, because the work that we're doing is within ourselves. And so it is a wonderful place, a refresher place to go if you are doing any kind of work where it involves people, which is just about everything. It's the place to go and refresh yourself, you know, to know who you are, to know who you want to be, to get a look at who you can be, you know, to be in a room with people of like consciousness. And when you come to the summit, that's who's there. A whole lot of people who are exactly like you, but expressing in different forms and fashion. But you get to see yourself, and you get to see yourself clearly because of the technology that's used in the conversation. And so I invite you all to join us in Ottawa, and please go to our website, blacksummit.org, blacksummit.org, and you'll find out a lot about our conversation there, as well as any event like a summit share that might be in your area. And a summit share is where you find out about the summit, a conversation, and what it's about. You can also find out about anything that's going on in your area. It might be a community summit going on. There might be a prerequisite that's going on in your area. But whatever it is that's going on, you can be a part of it by going to blacksummit.org. You can become a part of our network there, and you will meet a lot of people online, talking back and forth with them and sharing different things. The summit, again, the declaration, as I read earlier, was generated in 1991. The summit actually began the year before that with a gathering of people who had been doing this kind of work and decided they wanted to do it for their, for people of African descent. And so the work didn't just begin in 91. It's just that the summit was generated through this group of people who had already been doing the work. So we invite you to join the conversation. You can join us every Sunday here at on Blog Talk, via our network. You can go to blacksummit.org and click on talk show. And while you're listening to the talk show, you can look at the rest of the website and see all the other things that we do and what's going on. Glenn, do you have, did I cover everything there? Is that a good plug? Was that a good plug for Ottawa?
Yes, I just was going to add a couple of things. Ottawa is the capital of Canada. It is the second largest city in the province of Ontario and the fourth largest in the country, in the country of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2011 census says that there's 883,000 people in the metropolitan.
Okay. Great, great.
And it's actually southwest of Montreal, slightly west.
Okay.
I mean, so slightly south, I should say.
Okay. Have you ever been there, Glenn?
Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
Okay, so have you ever driven to Ottawa?
I actually did. I don't remember how long it was from New York. I think it was about 5 or 6 hours.
Okay. Okay, that's what I was wondering. That's good. Okay, that's a nice drive. That's really a nice drive.
Yeah, it was a nice drive.
Yeah, okay. Great. So plan to be with us. You know, this plan to join this conversation, and see what the Black Summit is about, what the International Black Summit is all about. conversation, you know, a continuous conversation. And it is also a place where we clear ourselves. And we do that all year long, but we clear ourselves so that we will be able to hear what life is saying to us. Clearing, that's one of the distinctions of the International Black Summit. And every Sunday, what we do on this talk show, well, we do a lot on the talk show, but we do try to cover some certain distinctions. And, you know, we talked about trigger last week. Clearing is what I think is coming up this week, you know, clearing oneself so that we can be able to hear what life is telling us, you know, clearing, like speaking what's on our mind or what we hear, what we feel, just speaking it until we're clear is one way to clear. That's one way to clear. But Glenn, what's another method of clearing?
Sometimes clearing, you just have to say what you have to say, and so sometimes you just need a listener. So you need. So that's one way of clearing. The other thing is, another way of clearing could be also you putting yourself in the shoes of the other person. You know, one of the things that that I always reflect on in clearing is Dr. Wayne Dyer quote, which is, change the way you look at things and the things you look at will change.
Mm-hmm.
So clearing is really like that. It has you look at things differently, and out of that looking, things most of the time get altered. Because it's really about us. It's not about the other person. You know, it's really about what we're going through, what we're thinking, what we're up against. And the other person is just the access to our true self.
Mm-hmm. So let me repeat that. The other person is just access to our true self.
Yeah.
That's the technology I'm talking about. That's, you know, that's the phenomenon, you know, that the summit is. You know, that's kind of like the magic of it, is when you realize, you know, when you realize that. And that's also sometimes what's difficult to swallow.
Yeah.
Which brings me to another distinction. No out there.
Yeah.
No out there. Right? That's one of those big distinctions. You know, that's one of those things. No out there. That everything is here with me. And that, like Glenn just said, and what I see in you is just a reflection of something in me that's coming up so that I can see it. You know.
You know, when you look at, and another distinction we have is called trigger. When you look at what you get triggered by, and what trigger is when you're unwilling or unable to be with that which is occurring, or that situation, that person, that phrase. You know, there was a point in time when I heard a marriage or divorce, and I would get triggered back into my marriage and my divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't necessarily that person, but that person presence, that trigger, And then I went down whatever rabbit hole that I went down, because I was you know, going down that tunnel. And so I get to get present to what's occurring, you know. Oh, I've left the conversation. I am now in my relationship back in 1985, and, you know, so it's like Elvis has left the building. What you gonna do about it? So I have the opportunity in that moment to clear myself and tell the person, stop, you've lost me, I got triggered, I'm now thinking about my ex-wife, so let me come back so I can be fully with you. So that whole process can be considered a self-clearing process, where I've just cleared myself. I've noticed where I went, noticed when I wasn't being present, and brought myself right back into the conversation. And let the other person know that I wasn't in the conversation for that moment.
Okay. And that's also integrity, in my opinion. It shows integrity. Hold on a minute. You know, you don't have my attention. You know, just to even be able to say that, I'm not listening. You know, I'm not listening. Hold on. I got triggered, you know, and for those who might not have been on the show last week, trigger is something that occurs within you and you are no longer able to be present, and you're unwilling or unable to be with it because it took you somewhere else rather than where you are, you know, right then. And it could be what we say, it could be a positive trigger, or it could be a not so positive trigger. It can be something that makes you happy.
Let me give you a positive. The sound of Mr. Softee's chimes.
The ice cream truck.
The ice cream truck. Now, that used to be a positive trigger for me, but now that you have kids and nephews and nieces, that's a negative trigger. Because, you know, they're coming for some money.
Right, that's funny. But those are triggers, you know. Those are triggers, or you find yourself in the there's some sound in the background. Or you find yourself in situations where you're just having a good time and going right along, and you're in this conversation and somebody says something in the conversation, and then next thing you know, you're irritated, your heart is beating fast, and you don't even know what happened. That's a trigger. That's what we call a trigger.
11:30 used to be a trigger for me because that was the time that my father said I had to come home from the party.
Okay.
When I was in high school. Okay. Now everybody knows that the party don't kick off till 12.
Right.
So that used to be a trigger, and then I had to decide, was I willing to deal with the consequences by hanging out a little later or not?
Right. Wait, so Glenn, you were Cinder Fella. You had to be home before midnight.
That's right.
Yeah, right. And it's interesting because we do. Some of our triggers or our habits or our whatever you might call it, they began a long time ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we still, you know, we still respond. We still respond to those things. Like my way of dealing with that was to get everybody in the neighborhood to go. And if everybody in the neighborhood went, then my parents would be cool about it. And I could go and I could stay however long because everybody was going. The guys were going, the girls were going. They knew we were protected by the guys. You know, they knew so-and-so's son and whatever. So I started organizing people when I was very young to make sure that I could go places. And because I knew just some of the places, my parents weren't going to let me go. You know, but if the entire neighborhood was going, no problem. No problem, you know. So that's something for me where whenever I go someplace, I still do that. I'm like, okay, I'm going so-and-so. I automatically get on the phone and start calling people. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. You want to go? You want to go? You want... And it's like, you know, I don't have to do it now, but it's a trigger. And I still do it, you know. I still do it. I don't get as many positive responses as I used to, but I do still do that. So, are you on track this week, Glenn?
Am I what?
Are you on track?
I'm actually a little off. Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm off track on some aspects, and I'm on track in other aspects.
Okay.
So I did a big cleaning last week, and I kind of continued that this weekend. So I'm way ahead in that area, but I had a couple of blog articles that I wanted to work on, and so I completed one of them. But I wanted to complete another one. I wanted to complete two this week. So I've got the second one like three quarters done. So I'm a little behind in that one and ahead in some other areas.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I, you know, so I'm, you know, I'm being with what is.
Right. Yeah. I guess I'm the same. I have something that I wanted to have complete by Thursday, I think it was, yeah. I didn't complete that yet, and I couldn't concentrate on it. And I just noticed, okay, you need to just stop. You need to stop until you deal with what's on your mind. And once you deal with that, which was today, then you can deal with the other thing. And so that's what I did. You know, I just sent an email saying, I can't do it. I can't do this right now. I need to do it later. And what's interesting is how life occurs. When you surrender, and I'm calling that a surrender, because I kept trying to make it work. And it wouldn't. I had too much other information in my, you know, in my thought process. It was just too much. And so when I finally said, just stop, do this, don't worry about that, sent the email so that I would remain in integrity about it, then life just laid things out for me. I mean, just laid things out for me. But I had to stop something because I wasn't getting anything done. So that's something else that I would suggest, is that when you're in that situation and you have more things to do than you have time to actually think about or feel about or develop or whatever, just
look at what you have to do and stop and prioritize. And then when you prioritize, you know, then follow the priority.
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
No, I didn't say anything.
Okay. You know, then, like, I have to go back and complete. But I was able to get the other work done that I needed to have done. And then there was this other thing, Glenn, this is another suggestion that I kept trying to do. And I couldn't do it. I was trying to create an information sheet, and I created it. And then I went over it, over and over it again, and I tried to print it out. Couldn't print it out. Went to the library, tried to print it out, did all the corrections on it, ready to print it out. The timer ran out on the computer. And I was like, oh, my God, I need this. So I had to reserve another computer because I was at a meeting at the library. And so I went to the meeting, and I came back up and tried to get on again, and I had to wait 20 minutes. So I just said, oh, okay, I'm not supposed to do this. You know, I'm not supposed to do this today. And sure enough, I go back to the meeting, didn't need it. And it was just like a surrender, another surrender, just let it go. Like the universe has us. You know, like we are divinely protected. We are divinely guided. And sometimes we try to push things that aren't ready to occur. So those were the things I learned about myself in the last, you know, since I spoke with you last week. Those are some of the experiences that I have. But February is a great, you know, like I'm planning for February, you know, and a lot of things are falling in place for February, so I'm really excited about that. And, of course, the inauguration is a week from tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to do possibly, depending on the sound and everything, a live show from there. But, again, it depends on the sound because I want everybody to be able to hear what's going on. So, but I will do my best to, you know, have something, you know, that we can deal with. You think you can make it, Glenn, to D.C.?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
You going for sure? You going? You definitely going?
Yeah, I'm going. I am going. I'm leaving. Well, let's talk about that off the air. We'll talk about that later. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I was so bogged down, I almost tried to talk myself out of it. But I prioritize, you know.
I understand.
So we.
I know. Go ahead.
So we looked at trigger. We looked at clearing. We looked at no out there. Three major. Well, all of. I shouldn't say major or minor, but three distinctions that we utilize often in the International Black Summit conversation. Also, congratulations to the facilitator body. They had a great, great conversation the other night. And leadership body, great call, you know, and things are, 2013 is rolling and moving right along, you know, right along. Again, our annual event is in Ottawa, Canada, and 5 or 6 hours from New York. So, you know, you kind of have an idea where it is, southwest of Montreal. And let's talk about the question. The question that we're in, you know, out of this conversation of the International Black Summit every year comes a question or a declaration that the members of the summit conversation participate in all year. We participate in this question by telephone. We do it face-to-face. We do it in whatever way. We do it through email. But the question this year, the declaration is, what is available when I, this is about I, be with what is? No, that's not it. What is available when I notice my trigger? Notice my trigger, like we were talking earlier, when we notice it. We don't want to just get triggered now. We want to notice that we are triggered. Be with what is. And trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled. And when you dissect that declaration, it is so wonderful. I like to start from the last statement, Glenn, because it says, my vision fulfilled. So what that says is I have to have a vision. And I have one, you know. Not that I have to have one. We always have visions. Sometimes we haven't, like, generated them or spoken them or whatever. But if my vision, for instance, is to be a great speaker, I'll just grab that one, to be a great speaker, that's my vision, then I notice I'm triggered when something occurs. And that something can be people asking me to join Toastmasters, and that is a trigger. Because I have so many friends in Toastmasters. Well, Toastmasters is a great place to become a great speaker. So if I'm triggered every time somebody mentions it to me and I notice my trigger like I just did, oh, maybe. And the declaration says, notice my trigger. Be with what is. Be with it. Like, oh, okay, I'm triggered about Toastmasters. Oh, I never thought about that before, but I'm triggered about being in Toastmasters. Why? Why am I triggered about that? Because I don't want to be in another group. I don't want to join another organization. I don't want to have to do that. I don't want to have to be in a certain place at a certain time every week or however often it is, you know, and I'll have all this conversation and I'm clearing myself. You know, I don't want to do that. But if I be with that, be with what is, notice my trigger, be with what is, and then trust. Well, let me trust that this is going to provide me access to my vision fulfilled. And so I be with it. I stay with it. I stay with the irritation of it all. And in that, I might pick up the phone and dial my friend who's the vice president of Toastmasters and have a conversation with him about it. That doesn't mean I join Toastmasters. That just means it provides me access. And I have a conversation with him, and he can tell me, yeah, maybe you should join, or maybe not. Maybe if you don't want to come every week, maybe you should do this, or maybe you should do that. But just to pick up the phone and have a conversation is the access. You know, it's going to provide me some kind of access to what I may or may not do next. But I'm dealing with that trigger. I'm not just sweeping it under the rug or acting like it's not there. What do you think about that, Glenn?
I think, see, you're You're actually unfolding it as we speak. So you're being a demonstration of it because you're actually in it, looking at what are the possibilities. Like, you've noticed your trigger, be with what is, and trust that it's pointing to your vision fulfilled.
Okay. So I'm folding it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
And you're looking to see what is it going to take to get you to the next level.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. So that's trigger, that's the declaration. You know, what is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled. What is available? What's available is unpredictable results, rather than just to be triggered and call somebody and tell somebody, I'm just sick of these people asking me about Toastmasters. You know, that's normally what we do. Or, would you please stop asking me that? You know, excuse me. Or would you not ask me that anymore? You know, that might be our reaction or our response. Rather than do it that way, be with it. Notice it. Be with it. You know. That's what we're doing this year, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful exercise and experience.
Absolutely.
And it's proven just to be really, really good. So we have a few more minutes left, Lynn, and I'm going to give it to you.
You going to give it to me?
Okay. Yes, I'm giving it to you.
All righty. Well, here's the thing, folks. There's a couple things that I want to speak to. We've got about 3 minutes. So the first thing there is to do is to figure out what your vision is. Make sure that you have a vision. Make sure that you work on it. Make sure that you engage in what is your vision. And your vision is, here's how your vision is different than a goal. A goal is something you can accomplish by yourself. A vision you have to accomplish with other people. It has to be bigger than you. So be clear what your vision is. Now that you get clarity around your vision, begin to use these tools that we're talking about called distinctions to keep you clear, to keep you on purpose, to keep you on track so that you can keep moving your vision forward. And the opportunity is to use these tools that we're providing, and the other opportunity is to be around people who've got similar goals and visions. So it's also an opportunity to meet other people who are consistently moving themselves and their lives and their community and their families forward so you can do the same. Now, all of that happens around the annual event, and we talked a little bit about that in Ottawa, Canada, that's going to be occurring. So it's important that you take a look at the website www.blacksummit.org to find out the information about that. We also have a couple of different ways to participate, the radio show being one of them. We have summit shares, we have prerequisite programs, and then we have the annual event. So these are all ways of contributing and participating and getting clarity for yourself around your vision and what you're up to. So, I mean, really, that's the bottom line. That's what we're here to do. That's why we're here every Sunday. That's why we have these annual events. This is going to be the 22nd annual event, I believe. I don't even know how many. I think it's 22nd.
I think it's the 22nd. Also, I mentioned that earlier.
And so, you know, so that's really what we want to leave you with and want to let you know about. We love this work. This work works. You know, I get a lot out of it personally. And I know the people around me, and I take it to different events and different other communities that I work in. So it's all about moving things forward. So with that, we're out of time. And, you know, wishing you the very best for 2013. And going to get yours, because I'm going to get mine. And blessings.
And blessings. And love. Good night.
All right. Good night.